Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. What a wonderful day to tell you that God loves you and so do we. This is a beautiful day in the Lord. It's also the birthday of the church, so we have a birthday to celebrate. This is Pentecost Sunday. And also, we had got a letter from the conference treasurer last week, and I forgot to mention it, that Bethel is in the top churches paying 100% of their share to apportionment giving. So, how many years in a row, you think, Betty?
A bunch.
Yeah, so.
Over 10.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, that is super good. So with that, as we enter into the 2026 season of Pentecost, it's also known as the Festival of Weeks on the Jewish calendar, also called Shabbat or Shavuot, and we reflect on the most significant appointed times in all of Scripture. And in 2026, the Festival of Weeks began sundown, May the 21st, and it'll continue through May the 23rd. So it's over now, because this is the 24th. But the biblical feast celebrated the first fruits of the wheat harvest. You can find that in Exodus chapter 34, verse 22. And for the Spirit-filled believers, which we are, it also commemorates with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the New Testament church, which is recorded in Acts chapter 2. And we'll read that scripture a little later. And Pentecost is also a time that remains a very meaningful season to honor God's faithfulness and rejoice in the work of the Holy Spirit and to renew our commitment to walk in His peace, wisdom, grace, love, and power.